Hello.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
It's Gabe Cardiff. How you doing? I'm doing good. I just have a couple quick. We're over here working on the file. Just have a couple quick questions for you here. That they're coming back to me with. So, it looks like the address online for you guys is a little different than the application. What's going on with that?
You're talking about the business address for 1702 5th Street.
Hold on. Let me get some clarification here. Let's see. So it looks like it says Suntree Boulevard. It says online, I believe.
Yeah, that's our old business address. Okay. I hadn't updated that on SunBiz yet.
Yeah, no problem. So Suntree Boulevard is just the old business address.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. All right. And then the address on the banks. Let's see. The address on the bank statements is different too. It says 1702 Edith Street. So what's?
Yeah, that's my house. I own 1702 Edith Street. That's where we lived last year. I still have all the business mail going to that address because that's my own property. We just don't live in that property anymore. We moved into a larger house.
So you still own the property though there on Edith Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I still own that.
So that's the old home address when the business mail goes there. Okay. Goes there. Okay. And it was this pretty recent when you moved?
We moved, I think, 5 or 6 months ago.
Okay. Just say a few months. And then, just real quick, can you just give me like a brief breakdown of like the nature of the business, you know, what the services or products you guys offer there?
We do electrical contracting, installation of electrical for new construction and remodel, and large-scale commercial.
So large-scale commercial. And then installation for, you said remodels and new
construction and remodel.
New construction. Okay, that's kind of what I figured. They just asked me for some clarification so I could just, that's what we were thinking. So, cool. I'm going to get back to them with this, and then we should have something for you by the end of the day. Alrighty?
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. I'll reach out as soon as I know something, all right?
All right. Are there any other issues or anything with it?
No, they just wanted some clarification because there was kind of some contradicting information there. But have you had a working capital loan in the past? Are you familiar with them?
No.
Okay. So just to kind of go over a few things. So they are shorter term in nature. So you know, we have programs anywhere from a few months to 2 years. And, you know, they're not the cheapest loans because they're unsecured. You know, they're not collateralized by any of your guys' assets there. But, Yeah, I hope to have an answer for you by the end of the day, and we can go over everything, and we can get you funded quick, at, you know, if we come to agreement on terms there, all right?
Okay.
Sounds good. All right, Steven, I'll reach out. Thanks for the clarification on that stuff. I'll get back to you as soon as I know something, all right?
All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks, you got it. Take care. Bye.
Bye.